Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
From Showtime and A24.
We love most about Whitney.
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Is everything going? Good. I hope all of that was caught on camera. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that I'm going to try and refrain singing Poker Face by Lady Gaga on repeat, because I'll get to it. If you're new here, make sure you subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts. This comes out every Thursday. And give it a little rating on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you listen to it. And if you want to catch the video portions, you can go to youtube.com/Chris. And that's my tea. Today is what? July 28th? Oh my God, my Apple Watch is at 13%. I, for once, actually feel higher than a 13%. But I don't know why, but in the last 24 hours, I have revisited the song Poker Face by Lady Gaga, and it was the only thing I played on my 45-minute transit into the podcast today. Like, literally, I feel like Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec, like, like, after she gets, like, her gay icon party. On a less fun note, I think I'm gluten intolerant, which... Everybody here knows I had IBS before this. We're just leaning into it. But I really don't want to because... gluten is in everything. Like, I was at a sushi place last night and they were like, this roll is gluten-free. I was like, what in this is gluten? They're like, the chili oil. I was like, where is that? Anyways, add gluten to the list of things I just don't understand. All right, I feel like we should just hop right into the free-for-all, which, guys, we have... Yeah.
The free-for-all.
I just felt like that sound was appropriate for something called the free-for-all. I don't know why. That might change. It's unhinged. I don't know why I'm surprised that something doesn't fucking make sense on this podcast. But we are hopping right in with some stories that are going on in the world, maybe not in the world, maybe in a state. I don't know. It's just fucking headlines, guys. I'm trying to be informed. First up, a supermarket chain says Polish workers found cocaine in banana boxes. And this one is from Yahoo. That's also the sound they made when opening up the banana boxes. Yahoo! Supermarket chain Carrefour SA said it had been... Or, no. I really thought today's episode was going to be, like, at least a C- for reading. Supermarket chain Carrefour SA said it had notified local police after employees at one of its Warsaw stores had found suspicious parcels in a delivery of bananas, which police later confirmed to be cocaine. Warsaw police said the packages contained over 160 milligrams. 352.7 pounds of cocaine worth 30 million zlotys. What the fuck is a zloty? Z-L-O-T-Y-S? Oh, this is in Poland. That makes so much more sense. It's $8.14 million. They're like, oh my God, our cocaine is here. And then they realize that they opened it on like the security camera and they're like, fuck, I guess we have to pretend to report it. Ugh, like, we found whatever this is. I don't know, please. I see you, supermarket chain. And I like where your head's at. Maybe. Yeah, I feel like I could use a nice bump to let crit. Shut it down. China's WeChat bans nose picking, spanking in bid to clean up live streams. I would not survive in China, just based off of the last sentence I said before reading this. Chinese social media platform WeChat published a list of activities and violations it is banning in a bid to clean up its live streaming service, including indecent nose picking and spanking games. I, for one, would like to know what these spanking games are. I want to play WeChat. Oh my God, are you kidding? I would do anything for physical, like, touch at this point. China closely regulates its internet and has been increasingly clamping down on content that is politically or socially sensitive. So what can people talk about on WeChat? Besides nose picking and spanking, other vulgar activities that are banned include putting underwear over one's head. Weird flex. And focusing the camera lens on sensitive parts of the body, such as the chest or buttocks. Okay, it's come to my attention. I have no idea what's going on WeChat. Isn't that the thing your like friends go abroad and you're like, oh, I have to download We fucking Chat again.
Yeah.
You can live stream on this?
You could do a lot with it. You could also do like payment.
Oh. Oh my God. I would say I'd get on WeChat, but that would last as long as my first stint on TikTok. Which wasn't long at all. Deliberately showing tattoos using bedsheets and quilts as props. And women broadcasting while wearing only underwear or a bikini or being wrapped in a bath towel were also listed as violations. Wow. Okay. So not only is this just insane, but it's also just sexist. Got it. Other offenses include discussing politically sensitive topics, promoting gambling activities, and broadcasting from venues unsuitable for minors, such as bars, nightclubs. Well, then why don't you not have fucking minors on WeChat then? That just seems like the no-brainer here. You can't stream from nightclubs or foot massage parlors. Thank you so much, Reuters, for that clarification. Next up, Florida man refuses to sell family house now swallowed by a massive development. Ooh, CBS News, that sounded a little kinky. A small single-family house stands in the middle of a huge construction project in Coral Gables, Florida. The $600 million commercial development is the largest. Oh my God. I'll get like $100 and I'll be like, oh my God, am I Bill Gates? $600 million commercial. Oh my God. The homeowner, however, says his home carries priceless sentimental value and he won't sell it no matter the noise, rubble, or price. Wow. I would not say that to a construction site. I think they will. They'll say bet, bitch. Speaking of price, the owner, Orlando Capote. That sounds like a Florida man name. Oh, I guess mostly because his first name is literally Orlando. He's been offered a lot many times. The house is my soul. So what good is it to sell your soul for all the money in the world? I am shook. A Florida man is like making sense. Although the guy who did like the robbery spree, that somehow made sense to me. His home is in the middle of a construction zone and is now engulfed by the most mega commercial development in Coral Gables history. This house is like a hard drive. As I look around and live in it and move through it, I relive a lot of memories. I would... Oh my God. He's refused more than 60 offers to sell to developers, real estate agents, or flippers who made offers up to $900,000 for the two-bedroom, two-bathroom, 1,300 square feet. Like, listen, bitch. Take the 900K. Recreate the house. Honestly, I'm sure at that point you could pay to get it lifted out and like carried down the highway like one of those fucking annoying trucks that I... That's something I don't understand how that happens. The fuck? Buildings come down in earthquakes, But meanwhile, buildings are also cruising down the 405. Huh? That doesn't make sense at all. Next up from the New York Times, we don't need another Michelangelo. In Italy, its robots is turned to sculpt. Wow, New York Times, we could have picked a much more fluid headline. For centuries, the massive marble quarries above the Tuscan town of Carrara have yielded the raw material for the polished masterpieces of Italian sculptors like Michelangelo, Canova, Bernini, and most recently, ABB2. Is that a... I'll keep reading. Carving with pinpoint precision and at least some of the artistic flair of its more celebrated and human predecessor. Oh, it's the robot. ABB2, a 13-foot zinc alloy robotic arm, extended its spinning wrist and diamond-coated finger toward a gleaming piece of white marble. That was almost fan fiction. Like, ooh, that was, like, sensual. We don't need another Michelangelo, says Michelle Basaladella. Butchered her name, but just going to act like it's normal. 38, a technician who calls himself... Mikkel. Well, it's Michelle now, bitch. who calls himself the robot's brain. We already had one. Okay. If Michelangelo saw the robots, he would... I thought I'd care about this, but, like... I don't. Like, I'd rather robots spend their time, like, carving shit than, like, going to war with us. I don't know. That sounds... I'm fine with another Michelangelo. I don't really even know that much about the first one. Next up from NPR, mental health response teams yield better outcomes than police in New York City, data shows. Yeah, I think also common sense probably showed that one if you've been alive for the last year and a half. A New York City pilot program that dispatches mental health specialists and paramedics instead of police for certain nonviolent emergency calls has resulted in more people accepting assistance and fewer people sent to the hospital. Once again, no duh. It's one of a number of programs underway around the country trying to address police violence and systemic racism following George Floyd's murder by providing alternatives to sending law enforcement. It's almost, remember when everyone's like, how would that even work if we defunded the police? Just like this. Oh, it's incredible what happens when you just try. Fact. Colon. Mental health related calls accounted for 22% of cases in which on-duty police used lethal force and killed someone, according to data from 2009 to 2012 from 17 states where data was available. Yeah, so once again, defund the police. Next up, Biden extends Americans with Disabilities Act protections to COVID long haulers. New York Times says President Joe Biden on Monday marked the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act by announcing guidance that extends its protections to people with long COVID, quote unquote. Long COVID? Yeah, how long? No, that's probably, yeah, not the time. Read, like, actually the room. With the signing of the proclamation Monday, COVID-19 long haulers whose lingering symptoms rise to the level of a disability will have civil rights protections under the ADA. I just want to say that, listen, I don't agree with many or some of the things Joe Biden is doing. But, like, wow, someone who's, like, at least trying to show that they give a fuck about people. And also who believe in this fucking virus. Wild. Many Americans who seemingly recover from the virus still face lingering challenges like breathing problems, brain fog, chronic pain, and fatigue. Biden said these conditions can sometimes rise to the level of a disability. I think this is cool. I think it's smart. And this is, this is what I wanted to say. It is so nice that things are getting updated because of what's going on. Like, there's so many archaic laws. Like the Second Amendment. I can't get into that today. I mean, I'm honestly doing a pretty good job reading. I'm in semi-decent spirits. We're not going to go down that road, but... Finally... Oh, God. Facebook creates exec team to work on Mark Zuckerberg's vision for a digital universe. I think we need to stop giving Mark Zuckerberg any say. I'm just going to go off and say that one right off the start. Facebook will create a product team to work on the metaverse, a concept that involves creating digital worlds that multiple people can inhabit at the same time. Chris, keep your opinions to yourself. Today, Portal and Oculus can teleport you into a room with another person, regardless of physical distance, or to new virtual worlds and experiences. But to achieve our full vision of the metaverse, we also need to build the connective tissue between these spaces so you can remove the limitations of physics and move between them with the same ease. I don't even understand what they're saying, let alone how you would even build this. Technologists consider a metaverse a virtual world where a large number of people can gather to play, work, and socialize. Mark Zuckerberg said the company's own metaverse would work on virtual reality headsets as well as mobile devices and game consoles. Like, I think it's cool that we're developing new technology and we're really doing whatever a fucking metaverse is. This world's bad enough. I don't think we need, like, a fake one now. Or a faker one. Do people... am I the only one scared by this? No. Everyone's like, shut up, Chris. Once again, we want to go home. That's okay. That's the end of the free-for-all. That was... I know it was a free-for-all, but that felt like it cost me money. Now we're moving on to the hot box, which I... just, it's a segment where you guys can call in to 310-844-6459, and you can leave me voicemails, you can tell me shit, you can honestly do whatever. But I did go on the Unhinged with Chris Clemens Instagram account, as well as my own, and asked you guys to submit more news. It could be good, bad, mediocre, I guess. But I thought that was so fun last episode, and to go from, like, you know, big news to, like, as local as it gets, I'm so into. So... is there a theme for these? I kind of miss the whole, like, crime preface.
Yeah, no, it's good and bad news.
Is your mic on?
It's good and bad news. Oh.
I can't hear you. Does that mean it's recording? This is just how technologically, like...
It means we're having a mic issue.
Oh, that's okay. Let's run it back.
All right. I guess... some good news is that I'm moving out of my place, but some bad news is that my roommate right now doesn't know that he has to move out sooner rather than later, and I forgot to tell him. Hopefully.
I mean, I don't know what the rest of that was, but hopefully that bitch doesn't listen to this podcast too, because talk about a family feud. Oh my God, that is so funny. The good news is I have to move out. The bad news is I haven't told my roommate. That's fucked up, honestly, though, on a real level. Are we having technical issues?
We're having issues.
Fuck, should I just start? Hi, Chris. It's Grandpa Joe. I'm in the Willy Wonka factory. I'm doing a great job stalling. But my no, I'm kidding. I mean, no, I'm not kidding, because I really almost sang for longer. But this is my version of, like, tap dancing while, like, the lighting is fucked up.
I guess some good news is that I'm moving out of my place, but some bad news is that my roommate right now doesn't know that he has to move out sooner rather than later, and I forgot to tell him. Hopefully he doesn't watch this podcast, but he doesn't, because he actually has a life and I don't. So have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, no, I'm also praying for that wish too, buddy. I literally said it before your voicemail. Oh my God, I finished his sentence.
Yeah.
Hey, babe. <I'm just kidding. laughs> Wow, that sounds
strong. Hi. I hope you're doing well.
I'm fine.
I think I'll share some bad news. Unfortunately,
okay.
Not me and my roommate are both breakthrough COVID cases. In our state, 3 million people have gotten vaccinated. Only 3,500 have been breakthrough cases. So great odds here.
Yeah,
everyone
who's
been
around
the last few weeks isn't sick. And they're all fully vaccinated as well. So we've just been chilling at home. And what a ride. You know, we're doing a lot better than we would have if we weren't vaccinated.
Period.
We don't have a fever. It's just like having a mild cold.
Oh,
and,
work.
You know,
honestly,
we don't regret getting vaccinated. We did it to protect our community and the people are around. So hopefully... all your listeners are getting vaccinated and encouraging their friends and family to get vaccinated. I just think I needed to rant about it to an automated voicemail, and this felt good. So, sorry I have shit luck, and you have to listen to this. Okay, bye.
No, I'm glad that this felt good for you. why does everything I say just sound so wrong? No, I mean, you guys have to listen to this, so I'm happy to listen to a minute-long voicemail. It seems like definitely I'm winning this trade-off. Yeah, no, that I was going to say, that is the point. People are like, why would I get a vaccine if I could still get it? Because you won't fucking die, bitch. Huh? It is really comforting. I'm not going to, like, try and find the positive side of this story. But, like, as someone who is just cripplingly afraid. Cripplingly? Is that a word? Cripplingly afraid of COVID, Delta, Alpha, Kappa, Mega, Omega, whatever the fuck. It's good to know that a mild cold. No, like, no, never mind. I don't want to say I want a mild cold. I already feel like I have one. No, guys, it's not. Justin's eyes go. No, I smoked 3 joints before bed and didn't put on my humidifier. So, no, it's more embarrassing than getting and then like being a push through case or whatever. Wow. Yeah, I would go out and buy a lottery ticket, honestly.
Her odds were 0.001.
You're 0.001?
She said 3 million vaccinated, 3,500 got a breakthrough case.
Oh, bitch, buy the lotto ticket. Give me like a 1% cut. A 0.011. 0.011. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, ah, ah, ah. Anyways, let's just try and move along through this episode.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
My name is Serena. Hi, and I have Serena. Some great news to share. My roommate finally lost his virginity. I made it into grad school, going to be a therapist, and educated girl shit. And yeah, that's all I have to say. Love you.
Love
you. Be happy
you.
For us.
Oh my.
You won 25 years. It's a long time. Bye.
25 years? Wow. And here I am complaining about a year and a half of Sahara Desert. What? Wait, so did they... First of all, why are all of these roommates? Is this... Like, we should have really saved this for the roommate episode. Wait, she... fucked the 25-year-old virgin?
She didn't specify if...
They had sex?
I think that the roommate had sex, and she said, 25 years is a long time. Like, he's 25.
Got it. Okay, that's the vibe I got, was it was like, you lost your virginity. But it, like, wasn't with them. But maybe it was. I want like the freshly sacrificed virgin to like come on and like give their side of the story. I want to hear that. I want to. Should we call? See, ever since we found out that we can call these people back, it's scary. But we'll save that for the Patreon that might be coming soon. Oh, we're in the middle of an episode.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I'm currently high as hell, and I'm watching Dance Moms. Anyway,
that's a fucking move.
Is I just graduated college, and I got a really, really great starting job.
Okay.
The bad news is I have to move in with my significant other's mom.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. But I'm glad I'm done with school, though. Yeah, hopefully you hear this, but if not, have a good day. Bye.
Oh, bye. Wow, that was quick. He was like, okay, this brought up way too much. I've tried to repress this. Wow, that's a quandary. A good starting job. Downside, moving in with, I thought it was just his partner. And I was like, maybe you shouldn't be together. Partner's mom makes more sense. this is where you guys need to give the detail. Like, I don't like her. She is passive aggressive. She's racist. Like, give me the, I need to know how to feel about the mom. Clearly, it doesn't sound great. But then also, are you just bummed because, like, you're back living with, like, parental supervision? Because I'd be pretty pissed about that, too. I need answers, people. Come on. Wondering minds need to know. Is that the last one?
Oh,
my God. This is just all roommate. What?
Oh, you said we can add them to our callback list.
Yeah. This is so dark. It's just...
I have another one.
All right.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
So, this weekend is my birthday. First of all, I love you.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Second, my birthday is on Saturday, and...
Happy fucking birthday.
Everything that I had planned completely is just not happening, and it's, like, no one's fault. There's no one to be upset about it.
Ooh.
And everything that I thought I was going to be doing this weekend, I'm just not now. And I really don't think that anything is even going to happen. And I am vaccinated, so I don't have COVID, but I'm sick as fuck. So any advice on how I can still just enjoy my birthday? I love you, and you inspire me a lot. Okay. Bye, guys.
Oh, thank you. I don't think I'm going to inspire you one bit. So my best friend just had her birthday. and she was trying to do stuff and everything kept falling apart. We were supposed to like go to Costa Rica. My passport never came in time. Then there was like a whole drama. I'm not going to get into my friend's business. Literally just went through this. I have no ideas. I am so sorry. I am quite literally exhausted from trying to party plan in an emergency. A hotel room is always fun. Just like, it doesn't even have to be crazy. It's just a place that you don't have to clean up at. I mean, be respectful, of course. Like, someone has to clean up after you. But, like, you can jump on the bed with your shoes on. And that's me getting crazy. Jesus Christ. That's so, I'm like, woo, shoes on the bed. But, like, literally that is, oh, I love hotel rooms. Yeah, I don't think you want advice, inspiration, fucking anything from me. Is that the end? That was said with a question mark.
I mean, there is one more. There's a couple more.
Is the next one like raunchy or is it good? Is it worth it? Tell me, are you worth it? No. Is that a song?
Well, it's good news.
Okay, that is. It's like where they're like bulldozing or they're hammering the bulldoze tire. Oh no, that's Work From Home. Fifth Harmony? I thought they were Fourth Harmony. Wow, I need to stop talking. No, let's just go right to the rant. I think that's just for the best. I know a lot of people, no, we don't have to start it yet. I need some as much time as I can get for this one. A lot of people plan their weddings. I have my funeral planned out. Say what you want, it's comforting. Whatever. I don't need to fucking justify my notes app. For today's rant, I figured I don't really have much to rant about. I feel borderline nothing once again, but I figured this would be a fun time to share my funeral plans in case something happens to me. This is so dark. All right, we've got a 420 timer that I'm going to try and stay within today because I don't think I'll need more than 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
And three.
Two, one, starting, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
So like having been to many funerals, I feel like I really have an idea down and locked. And of course I'm still open to brainstorming. I've got a few routes that this can go. But first and foremost, everybody, there is like a tray. So when you walk through the door into like the visitation or the wake, there'll be one person on one side with a tray of drinks, and then there'll be one person on the other side with a tray of joints. Or blunts, haven't really figured that out, but I think joints in case people are, you know, not into the whole tobacco vibe. Just to take, like, the edge off. It's like, oh my god, funeral or tow? No idea. Well, not like tow's fucking doing that either. They're like, yeah, that'll be $300 for a joint. And also, sweatpants encouraged. You don't need to wear a fucking suit. If you want to dress up and, like, serve a look, go for it. Like, you can totally Instagram it. It's not weird. But, like, I was trying to find a suit the day before, and we all see what I wear. I mean, it's like just as non-dressed up as possible. So I have like a total of 4 suits. Not a single one fucking fit me, and this was like 6 hours before my flight. So I was like, you know what? I don't understand why I can't wear, like, I didn't have like the right shoes for a suit, and then I realized that suit didn't fit because I buttoned it on the wrong button. So sweats. Totally acceptable, actually encouraged. And then for the open viewing, I think the casket is a little weird. I don't need people to see me actually laying in that. So what I want is a king-size bed in the front with me in like a dope outfit, just like laying on the bed, shoes on, of course, because I'm dead. I just think that, and then, oh, my casket will have memory foam. I have a fear of being dead and then waking up. So if that's the case, at least like my last real few hours will be like comfy. Yeah, this is like, next episode is going to have to be a therapist. Oh, and then like, I want to have surround sound in like the wake where there's like slight moaning just to like once again lighten the... People are like, is that Chris moaning? And it's just literally like, But like all over like the... Like it's a whole artistic interactive experience. And then this one's like kind of an obvious one, but I had this thought years, like I would say maybe a decade ago. Yeah, I've had this list going for way too long. I want to be lowered into the ground to drop it like it's hot, but like not like the Snoop, like drop, like I want like a chorus at the graveyard, gravesite, cemetery. I want like three bleachers of like a gospel choir singing Drop It Like It's Hot. There is no way you could be crying during this. It would be gorgeous. Opening ceremonies, dare I say, whomst. Sorry, my phone locked and I really forgot where I was. Oh, and then there will be a themed party afterwards that is like way longer than funeral parties should be, because like for the amount of crying I just did, that luncheon afterwards, too short. I did very much abuse the open bar, but there will also be a weed bar. I think that weed bars not being a part of funeral services is like insane. Oh my God, in a minute. But then, okay, so I found this image online and I pasted it into like the fucking notes app thing. It's called My Funeral. You guys know, so instead of, if I don't decide I want to be buried, I want to be cremated. Do you guys know that elephant game with like the blue elephant? It shoots butterflies. What is the name of that?
Elephant.
It is elephant. Oh my God, I thought I fucking said that before and I was like, that can't actually be it. Elephant. It's this blue fucking elephant that like once you turn it on, it like blows air or whatever, and it has a knot, like a snout thing that shoots out butterflies, and you've got to fucking catch them out of the air. I want my ashes in there. Oh my God. Oh my God. I like put that in the middle of a field and turn it on. And then poof, coming out of an elephant made for 4-year-olds? I mean, that was a game changer. Like all of my planning went out the window when I saw that image. So, oh, and whoever catches, oh my God, and this is what, oh my God, this is the perfect ending. I am going a little over, but then it says, whoever catches the most ashes gets the will. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. I'm motherfucking obsessed. And that is my funeral so far. Oh my God, I want to go to that. Like, yeah, it is. Thank you. It really is amazing. Speaking of amazing, I want to share, switching gears real fast. I want to share an amazing organization that I would love for, if you have extra money, time to volunteer or anything, just to shout out this organization. And it is the Grace Smith House. It is a private nonprofit that provides residential and non-residential services to victims of domestic violence and their families. They offer shelter, counseling, transitional housing, advocacy, safety planning, preventative education, and more to residents of Dutchess County, New York. Grace Smith House helps domestic abuse survivors by providing 24-hour crisis services, legal guidance with police and courts, and assisting with housing. They aim to help children and parents with domestic abuse trauma through trauma counseling services, and I think they're an amazing cause to donate to. So, that was, did this come from one of... All right, so that's why I just read, I think they're an amazing cause to donate to. I would have said that with my own fruition, but anyways, the link for that, the GoFundMe, will be in the description of this episode, as is every organization in the corresponding episode. It's always there. If you have extra money, if you have extra time, or you want to learn more, go check out the Grace Smith House. I think it's really amazing, especially after the pandemic when everybody's been stuck at home. And I mean, still during the fucking pandemic, when everybody's been at home and a lot of people probably could have been, you know, stuck with abusers. And I really think places like Grace Smith House are really important. And also, if you guys want to submit your own GoFundMes, it can be personal. It can be for someone you know, someone in your community, for your community. I love this idea of shouting out GoFundMes. You can submit in the link that is also in the description. The description has so much fucking info. If you're like, how do I do that? It's probably in the description.
I'm Elise Hugh.
And I'm Josh Klein. And we're the hosts of Built for Change, a podcast from Accenture.
On Built for Change, we're talking to business leaders from every corner of the world that are harnessing change to reinvent the future of their business.
We're discussing ideas like the importance of ethical AI or how productivity soars when companies truly listen to what their employees value.
These are insights that leaders need to know to stay ahead.
So subscribe to Built for Change wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
Oh my God. It's time for the game. It's let's play a game. I have been increasingly more and more not going on Twitter. I've noticed it makes me suicidal, like just straight up. That is not a joke. I think the world would be a much better place without Twitter. I do understand the benefits that come out of it. I don't think they're outweighed. Just saying. So because I don't really go on Twitter a lot, looking at the very first one, I'm wondering why I decided that this would be a great idea for maybe the stupidest person I know. But anyways, I thought it would be fun to guess who tweeted it or guess the tweet. Shocker. Didn't think of a fucking title for this segment. But I have a bunch of tweets that I have not seen that the wonderful people at Unhinged have selected. And they've taken out the name, but they've left the date, the retweets and likes and shit. And then the actual tweet. And I'm trying to guess who it is. And these I know are from what? All notable people? They can be famous from like anything. Are they all alive? Oh, yeah, it's Twitter. I thought it was like that stupid fucking pairing up boxing matches. And I'm like, who are these bitches? Like the inventor of a red light. Ugh. When I said people from past, I thought we were saying like the fucking Wright brothers or something. Anyways, the first one we have is from October 18th, 2020. Where even was I for that? Most adults are just stupid children in large bodies. I already regret playing this fucking game. I have not a clue. Like Greta Thunberg or Greta Thornberg. What's her last name?
Thunberg? Yeah.
Like thun?
Yeah.
Or thumb, like give this video a thumbs up.
Thunberg.
Thun. Mm-hmm. Greta Thunberg. I'm going to say Greta Thunberg.
False.
Just, okay, fuck you. Like, you could have been like, so close, but it was actually Jessica Simpson. Like, give me something here.
No, this one is from Seth Rogen.
Fuck you! I was literally gonna guess that! Anyways, I do record this in an office building where people work, so. I was literally gonna say it's either a comedian or, like, an influencer. Fucking Greta Thunberg. Greta, listen, this isn't hate. I just am an idiot. I mean, yeah, I've watched it. You're smart enough to put those pieces together. November 26, 2015. Oh my God, I was still in college. The sun so for. Oh, there's a lot working against me here. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. The sun is so hot, I forgot to go home. This has 297.7K likes. Like, Bella Hadid. No, she doesn't tweet. Dua Lipa. No. No.
Should I tell him when he's close to something? Or
give me, like, a hotter or warmer. I get, like, two hots and warmers. I don't know how that's going to help me in the slightest. Or cooler or hotter. Yeah, the sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. Madonna, that's Madonna. Lady Gaga.
False.
I fucking understand it's false. You can just say who it is. You don't need to make it worse.
Harry Styles.
Yeah, that adds up. Your officer, that one fucking adds right the fuck up. June 28th, 2019. Harry Styles tweets? Oh, no, that was 2015. Never mind. He's like, I'm good for Twitter, love. I don't need that shit. June 28, 2019. It's always fascinating when someone is still whining about refs doing their job some 4 years later. This feels like it could be me. Wait, did you guys fucking slide in any of mine? You're fucked in the head, all of you. It's always fascinating when someone... Oh, this one only has 554 likes, but 791 replies. It's always fascinating when someone is still whining about refs doing their job some... So it's like... This is probably about an athlete. Was it said by LeBron James?
Cold?
Oh, fuck. This feels like something my brother would tweet, but like I know that this bitch didn't get 791 replies, so no offense, Mike or Dave. It's always fascinating. This I like feel like I could have tweeted this, but not in 2019. In like high school, I would have tweeted this. Guys, I mean, why did I play this game? This is a play along at home too. Who? Oh, Simone Biles.
Chuck Todd.
Who the fuck is Chuck? Who the fuck on this day is Chuck Todd?
In America.
Chuck Todd is the name? Chuck? He has two first names?
Charles David Todd is the full name.
So he has three first names! Charles David Todd! Yeah. His parents literally like, well, we can't fucking decide. Let's get rid of the last name. We're naming them all three.
He's the moderator for NBC's Meet the Press. He's a journalist.
I don't know who that is. I'm assuming this one's from this... is from this year, April 21st. All right, I have promoted things, and now I deserve 10 minutes of free time. Me. Like, that feels very... This also feels like it's like a Tana Mojo tweet.
Cold?
Okay. All right, I have promoted things, and now... Or like Cody Ko.
Cold.
What the fuck? This is a solid tweet. Is it an influencer?
No.
Oh. Is it... This is just going to turn into a game of Guess Who, which I'm honestly into. Yeah. Oh! Come on, let's start it all over. Pretend like I start off on a roll. All right, is it a woman?
Yes.
Okay, it's a woman. Are they a comedian?
No.
No.
Are they an actress?
No.
No.
Are they wearing glasses? I'm just kidding. They're a woman actress?
No.
I did just ask that, correct. I was just really soaking in the laughter from the joke I made. I'm like, Chris, maybe you are still funny. I don't know who. No, Whoopi Goldberg. Nope, she's an actress. Fuck.
Haley from Paramore.
Oh, I love that for her. I don't know what Haley I thought you were going to say. Yeah, really. Haley Williams. She does the... Good Die Young, the hair dye I use. From Paramore?
Yeah.
Haley Williams. Yeah. Hello. I know things. Oh my God, I think I just recently not recently, because this was from March 3rd. I saw this tweet. Pokemon cards are cool again. Low rise jeans are back. There's an Olsen sister on television. What year is it? Someone help me. I'm convinced I've seen this fucking tweet, and there is nothing I want to shred apart more than this fucking card, because I cannot remember who it is. It's definitely giving me, like, a woman vibe.
Cold.
It's a man?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What men knows about low-rise jeans? I thought that was the giveaway. I'm like, I haven't heard of low-rise jeans and... Oh, is this, like, Chrissy Teigen?
No. Oh, that was your guess.
Oh, wait, it's a man. Chris, so not only is my reading comprehension guys, it's depression, okay, memory loss. Okay, it's a man. Is it an influencer?
No.
An actor?
Kind of.
So dabbles in acting. Singer, a personality. Billy Eichner.
Hotter
than me? No, he isn't.
Closer.
No, I'm gonna say Billy Eichner was my final guess.
Yeah, no, it's Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien, stop tweeting about low-rise jeans and the Olsen sisters. You don't care about either. An intern wrote that for you. Next. Conan O'Brien? That pale, like, ginger guy?
Yeah.
Who's known for, like, having a late-night show. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. July 13th. Oh, my God, this was... Oh, this was 15 days ago. How did I still manage to overpack when I have nothing to pack? This was me going to a funeral for 24 hours. All I had to literally do was show up with a suit. I had like two carry-ons. I mean, one of them was obviously to carry something important to me. Weed. How did I still manage to overpack with nothing to pack? I'm going to guess this is... Oh, my God. Like, this I could also say Chrissy Teigen. No. Cold. It's a man.
No.
It's a woman.
Yeah.
Actress.
No.
Influencer.
No.
What even? Singer.
No. Two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. For the Olympics.
Yes.
Oh, it's Naomi Osaka.
No.
Simone Biles.
Yes!
Guys, no. Guys, we can't clap that loud after, like, literally the game, like, 86 questions. That was, like, 72 questions with Vogue, but 72 questions with the Unhinged producers. Oh! The girls are fighting! May 6, 2015, at Lewis Tomlinson. Remember when you had a life and stopped making bitchy comments about mine? Who the fuck was this with? See, I wish I was, like, more in the 1D drums. Remember when you had a life and stopped making bitchy... Is this, like, Zayn?
Yeah.
Is it? Yes, I fucking knew it! I was gonna say, I know that hottie left the fucking group in 2015. Oh, my... This next one is dark slash ominous. February 15th. Nope. February 5th. God, guys, this is so pathetic. This one just says, free me. Kanye West. No. Oh. I thought this was part of his, like, Chris Jong-un, like, Chris is fucking Drake, Kim's fucking Meek Mill. Free me. Britney Spears. No. Who? This isn't like... You guys wouldn't put any criminals in this, right?
No.
Cool. Okay, so it's not R. Kelly.
Look at the likes.
Look at the likes. 352. Free me. Lil Nas X. I don't... Look at the like. Yeah, 352,000. That doesn't fucking help. I'm like, okay, so it's like an A-lister. Yes. Is it Kim K? Is it a woman?
No.
It's a man. Free me.
February.
He's fucking.
I don't remember yesterday. I also didn't even remember these lights turn on randomly. I mean, who the. Fuck. It's not a criminal. Did I say it was a man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. February. What the fuck?
Sports.
Sports? Basketball, LeBron James,
no.
Tristan Thompson, skinny.
What is Jake doing?
I don't know. It's really not helping.
Free
He's like doing, yeah, like I know what a basketball is. Like, free me? Who? I mean,
Kevin Durant.
That's the name I was literally trying to fucking think of. Whatever. Is he in jail?
No.
What? Why is he saying free me?
A contract.
A team?
Oh, period. May 21st, 2018, my online shopping style. Put everything I like in the cart. Edit more. Edit until I'm down to one item. Decide it's not even worth typing up my credit card info. Watch free porn. This gives me Chrissy Teigen vibes.
No.
Fuck! Watch free porn. Is it a man?
No.
I didn't think so. But, like, the watch free porn vibe gave it away. I feel like women would pay for porn. Like, men are like, we'll take anything. Wow, I hope this isn't me. No, not with that, like, ratio. Is it a comedian?
No.
And thank God this tweet is not funny at all. edit more. Edit until I'm down to one. Not a comedian. Is it an actor?
Yes.
What the fuck is that? Yes.
Actress.
Oh, it's a woman? Yeah. This is... Every episode is humiliating. My career is humiliating. Okay, it's a woman, actress, like Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
Who?
Anna Kendrick.
I forgot she was a person. Alive on this planet. Like, no shade, it just... That is a Caucasian woman I forgot about. Whew. Oh, this is my tweet. Gra-da-da-da! Y'all picked one from far too recent. June 11th. I mean, guys, it's always the motherfucker. I thought about this on the way here today. I thought about this literal tweet. You guys, our minds. slowly becoming one just toxic waste bin. It's always the motherfuckers with baby on board on their cars that are driving like the director of Fast and Furious is watching. Still stand by that. That did not get enough likes. Are you kidding me? This fucking watch free porn has 165. Mine has 9,477. That period. Ugh, the disrespect. March 17th. I only ever read my parts of the script, so this is genuinely exciting for me to watch. All right, so it's clearly an actor or an actress. Mm-hmm. Is it a woman?
No.
A man. Mm-hmm. I only ever read my parts of the script, so this is genuinely exciting for me to watch. This feels like a Blake Lively's husband. Who is that? Is that right? Yes, Ryan Reynolds?
You're correct.
Oh! I was thinking, what dude has this good of like a presence on Twitter? Not fucking Conan O'Brien. Really? This is the one we're ending it on? From May 19th, 2021, have to take a shower. With 22.2K likes? May 19th. Does them having to shower have anything to do with the time period that this was tweeted? Cool. No. So is there anything I can take away from this tweet that would help?
The grammar.
Have to take shower. Oh, I added the A in there. It's have to take shower. Have to take shower. I mean, this could be like anybody in the fucking sway hype dick house. Is it a real person, like an actor?
No.
An actress?
No.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
She's an actress?
Yes. She.
Not an influencer.
Interesting. Sorry, I had to clear my nose. Just right in the mic. An actress. Have to take shower.
Well, also a musician.
Also a musician. Nicki Minaj. I don't know.
Cher.
It's Cher.
Oh, see, okay, if there was a longer Cher tweet and also an all caps Cher tweet, like I would have gotten that so fast. Oh, I wish, now that it was like kind of on a roll, and by on a roll, like for one of them. Wait, what? Do you have more?
There are more.
Oh,
no, not
no,
that.
Not of secrets, you fucking bitch. Wow, the owl just got a round trip. Are there more? Wait, you guys can read them and I'll guess.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. This is just self-indulgent at this point.
No more Twitter crop can finally post my long schlong.
Oh, Little Nas X.
No.
Wait, I think I saw this one.
May 5th.
Was it Cody Ko?
No.
Curtis Connor?
No.
I'm just thinking of people who I follow.
No more Twitter crop can finally post my long schlong.
No more Twitter crop. Wait, is it a... Oh, my God. I saw this tweet.
Mm-hmm.
No more... Is it an influencer?
No.
Oh. Is it a woman?
No.
Okay, I didn't know if it was like a Anna Kendrick moment. Chrishell Stoss is dating boss Jason Oppenheim. Ooh, that was, yeah, I don't know why my Apple Watch people just sends me like news things with pictures. I have to like text people about that. That is so uncomfortable. Jason Oppenheim, oh my God, he's like a naked little garden gnome. Ooh, creeps me out. He's like, this is my luxury apartment, and it's like an IKEA showroom. I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay, long schlong. I don't fucking know. I mean, maybe I don't want to play this game anymore.
Troye Sivan.
Fuck you, Troye Sivan. I'm like, oh yeah, duh. I saw that fucking tweet also. I'm so annoyed.
January 9th. Ice is so freaking good. Really can't stop eating it. Help. 270,000 likes.
Okay, yeah, I definitely don't want to play this game anymore. This is, like, torture, especially not being able to see the fucking, like, tweet itself. Ice is, like, really good. Have I said their name already? Have I guessed them?
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen.
No.
I'm like, one of these fucking quirky things has got to be her. Ice.
Ice is so freaking good. Really can't stop eating it. Help.
Ice is so freaking good. I can't think of a person who would say freaking. Ice is so freaking good. I can't stop eating it. Who have I even mentioned today? Herbert Hoover.
Nope.
Sometimes I wish like dead people could like have had Twitter just to see like what their vibe would have been, you know? Like, I don't even know who Herbert was, but would love to see their Twitter presence. I don't know.
Nicki Minaj.
Mother, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, we're gonna end there. I don't need to disrespect anymore else. Bring the bitch in. Bring the owl. Caw, caw, caw.
I'm here with some secrets.
I still don't know like the words that I fucking said for this. If you're new here, we have you guys submit secrets, things you've never told anybody that I'm now revealing to the world. There's a form in the description of this episode that you can fill out with your secret. This little owl always brings it in if you're watching. If you're not, this whole time is just, I can't even, I need to listen to this without watching it just to see what that experience is like. Also, this envelope has like a brown stain. I think we can like write a new secrets envelope, guys. Oh, the owl's dead. All right. First up, we've got a very exuberant hello with 3 exclamations. So I was babysitting my nephew and this dog. The dog shit in the living room, but I was too lazy to clean it up. So I waited for my sister to get back and told her her son pooped on the floor so I wouldn't have to clean it. Don't you still have to clean it if you're babysitting? I was like a champion babysitter in high school. If like, I mean, thank God no one fucking pooped on the floor. But like, what? I guess if it's your sister. Okay, that was like, that was just a weird secret. But whatever. Sorry, I didn't. Like, I don't even know what to do with that. My first boyfriend in high school cheated on me while I was in the hospital after a car accident. Whoa. That is not great. At all. When I found out he cheated, I asked if we could hook up. I'm at his house and we are doing shit and I told him I was thirsty and I went to grab some water. Except it wasn't water. It was jalapeno juice from a jar. I took a drink and pretended to swallow it and continued to suck his dick with jalapeno juice in my mouth. He cried and I walked out of that bitch laughing my ass off. Wow. Revenge is best served spicy. Hey, Chris. I'll try to make this short, even though it's a full fucking paragraph, because I know how you and reading are not exactly friends. Fuck. Anyway, one summer I was super bored and decided to create an Instagram account as Malala. Yes, the icon Malala. I didn't think it was believable, but I started to gain a following pretty quickly and started receiving DMs from fans as they thought I was Malala. Most DMs were surprisingly from guys, though, asking to fly me out to their countries to engage in special activities. Anyway, someone caught on and my account got taken down. Sigh, I should have taken those free flights when I had the chance. No, you fucking shouldn't have. Like, what in the human trafficking are you trying to do? Oh my God, that is terrifying. People on Twitter? No, never take a flight from someone on Twitter, okay? Even if they're verified. It doesn't mean anything. Ugh, God, that is dark. Also, you doing an impersonation of Malala on Twitter, for what? I coached my parents to get a divorce this summer before my senior year so I could have something to write my college essay about. P.S. I promise I didn't ruin a healthy relationship. The divorce was already in the air before I put my 2 cents into it. Fuck. That. See, like, that is what you should write your essay about, is like how you tried to get your parents to divorce for a fire essay. If I were a school admissions, I'd be like, you know what? Weird approach. I like your drive, kid. Next up, one time in sixth grade, I told this kid I liked him on the last day of school, but when he didn't reciprocate, I told him it was a joke and punched him in the stomach so hard he threw up all over me. Okay, I almost missed when these were crimes. These are just like, what word did y'all put in a blender and then just like pull out and put it? I told him it was a joke, so you punched him in the stomach? The fuck? Oh, I always get the juiciest ones as the last fucking secret, and I'm like, My father, who I've never met, cheated on my mom with Paula Abdul. Do you know? Like, not that I find Paula Abdul exciting at all, but like, I can hear her voice in my, Randy, or no. Okay, and on that note, thank you all for quite a dysfunctional fucking episode. If you want to make sure to catch the next one, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and review this episode, please. Also, if you're watching these on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris, feel free to like live comment along. I love sometimes reading the comments of you guys like just watching it and your reactions. So I'm trying to make that happen. Will it happen? Don't know. But wow, we kind of got through this one. Yeah, everybody's like, yeah, we kind of did. What the fuck is in that soup you ate? Anyways, I'm going to go eat my soup now. Bye-bye. Unhinged with Chris Clemens is a Big Spark Studio production, and I want to thank a few people. First off, I want to thank our amazing executive producer, Chris Clemens. Ugh, love you, bitch. No, but for real, this episode was produced by Samantha Land, Jake Wachtel, and me, Chris Clemens. Justin Bretter is our amazing videographer and editor for Unhinged with Chris Clemens, which you can watch on youtube.com/Chris. Cover art was created by Haroon Adalat, and cover art was animated by Katia Temkin. I love you, Katia. An extra special thanks to my team members, Jake Wachtel and Elliot Desai. Once again, love you, bitches. And a special thanks to Brian Cho and Todd Quinn. Our original theme song created by Josh Siegel and Dog Organ of Floor Model. Is that a sentence? Okay. Anyway, we're going to pretend that happened and was functional. Thanks for the awesome music. I literally had bang in my office. Yeah, this is Unhinged with Chris Clemens.